Hey everybody, welcome back to Random Chatter Headlines. This is Lou, and I'm joined tonight by my co-host Chris. Chris, how are you doing tonight?
I'm here.
Oh, that doesn't sound great. Here.
Well, I always say that I'm doing well, here. And I'm cold right now, so,
because
we just left Echo Base, so I'm really cold.
I know, we did, and it was perfect. We were on Hoth, and it snowed here today. It was like, yeah, fit in really well. But
so I'm not doing well, I'm just here.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. But
oh,
now you should
fine.
Be happy. Now, speaking of Echo Base, I mean, we should be happy because we're only about a month away from Celebration.
Oh, I know. This has nothing to do with anything. But I was I was really paranoid about when I should buy plane tickets because I wanted to get them for a good price.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of waited and waited and waited. And I was like, yeah, if I wait too long, the prices are going to go up or I'm going to miss out on a really good deal. Well, I ended up actually getting a pretty decent deal for what I think is for a price of a plane ticket.
Cool.
And I was worried, though, that knowing my luck, I would buy them. And then a week later or so, I would go and it's like, you know, $50 cheaper.
Well, you know what the trick is? You don't look after you buy them again.
Well, I looked today and they had gone up. I think $80.
Wow.
Was the cheapest one for the same kind of flight. So with the same airline. So
okay.
I was pleased.
Nice. Well, you know, I was doing the same thing too. I was kind of hemming and hawing. I was putting it off. I wasn't buying anything yet. And I was looking at it. I was like, okay, well, I need to really start doing this now. So a couple weeks ago, I started really actively searching for flights. And I was using Orbitz, I think it was. And I'm searching for flights and okay, I'll book this. It was like, you know, $417. And I think a few weeks ago, I was looking, they were like cheaper than that. Now I'm like, oh, I guess I better book because they're going up. I don't want to pay more than this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go through the process, you pick the flights and you go to things, say book it. And it does its thing to search for the things, whatever. And it comes back and says, I'm sorry, they must have updated their prices since we updated our listings. And it went from like $417 to like $650. I'm like, whoa. So I said, jeez. No. So I said, well, I'll come back later, you know, and did it a couple times. And I'm like, I was getting nowhere because every time I went to, it was Orbitz and one of the other ones out there, Kayak maybe or something, they'd do the same thing. They would say, you know, give me this great price for what I found was good times. I'd leave here at a decent time, get down there early in the day and, you know, everything I wanted. And it was like $200 more. I'm like, it wasn't just taxes and fees. It was just that they couldn't verify the rate that I was finding before, and it was like, oh my god, this is just crazy. But I did finally find one that was relatively inexpensive, and it's a direct flight. Actually, I'm pretty psyched. I'm getting down there early in the morning and leaving at a good time in the afternoon, getting back here at a decent time when I come back. So I'm happy. But this is not the show about airline travel and ticketing and everything else. This is our headline news show for entertainment, which we don't really have a lot of stuff. This is episode number 132, I think. I'm going to go with 132. I'm going to stake my reputation and say this is 132.
But, hey, if it's not 132, just blame Eric. He's not here.
That's true. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, Eric's not with us tonight. See, you know, when he's off your mind, you just forget about it. Don't even talk about him anymore. But no, yeah, Eric couldn't be with us tonight. That's why we're not live streaming this tonight. But Eric couldn't be with us. He's away at work, which we're not sure he's really working, but that's what he says at least. I know he's in Minneapolis, and that's where the Mall of America is, and we know how much of a shopper he is. So I think maybe the mall was calling him, and he just didn't want to record tonight.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you know. Have you ever been at the Mall of America, Chris?
I've not.
It's an experience.
Always wanted to go, but
you should go at least once. It's definitely an experience. I did a consulting project out in Minneapolis for a winter, and I know why they have the biggest mall in America there, because it's so cold you don't want to go outside for anything. It's definitely the place for the biggest mall. But so let's get right into the news that we have here, or what little we have of this thing. HBO has announced that they're, you know, when the next episode or the next season of Game of Thrones is coming out, and they did it with a live stream on Facebook Live. That's a pretty inventive way to do it.
Yeah.
Now, are you a Game of Thrones fan, Chris?
I am not. I am in the first season. I got like two episodes in, was kind of bored, and stopped.
Really? Wow. I mean, I'm not up to date either. I'm only in season three, but I'm not bored with it. I just haven't found time to go back and watch it. But bored, huh? Wow, that's...
Yeah. Okay, I know that's in a very unpopular opinion. Maybe one of these days I'll go back and watch it, but...
It is something that's nice to go back and binge watch altogether instead of waiting for seasons to come out when you only have, you know, 10, 12 episodes a season. Yeah, it's tough when you get that and you get into it and it's gone. So I've been doing them on TV, but I've been waiting too because I just haven't had time. But their live stream was pretty inventive. They had a block of ice. And inside the block of ice, they had the date of when it was going to return. Mm-hmm. And you had to wait for the ice to melt to see the date. So this could probably be in our What Were They Thinking weekly, actually. But
probably.
You know, is watching ice melt like watching paint dry?
I would imagine so, yes.
Yeah, so I didn't see the live stream myself, but I guess what you had to do was you had to put the word fire in the comments of the live stream to get it to heat up and melt the ice. So evidently there was 130,000 people watching this live stream, just getting more and more annoyed and frustrated with the fact that they couldn't get this ice to melt fast enough. And then the live stream just ended before the date came out. So people are watching this thing. They're waiting. They're literally watching ice melt. And the live stream goes down. So that's bizarre. So it finally returned, I guess, and they had two flamethrowers next to the block of ice trying to melt this thing faster just to get this thing to reveal the date. And it ended a second time abruptly. So I'm thinking somebody probably lost their job over this whole live stream event thing on Facebook Live.
Probably.
This doesn't seem like, I mean, HBO does things pretty well. This just seems like a very bizarre thing for them to do, don't you?
Yeah, I definitely agree.
So they finally did release the date. The date is July 16th. Now, is this the last season of Game of Thrones?
I don't keep up with the series, so I'm not sure. I know that it's ending relatively soon. But I don't think it's the final season because I feel like I would hear more about it.
Yeah, I thought I heard that somewhere, but at the beginning of the article they say we've known for a long time that seemingly penultimate season of Game of Thrones won't be coming in the show's usual springtime slot. It's coming in July 16th. So I guess this is the second to last season before it ends, so... I did hear somewhere, maybe it was Jimmy Kimmel, they said that it was only doing 6 episodes instead of 10. So that's going to piss a few people off, I guess. Let's see. You a big Avatar fan, Chris?
No. Boy, I've seen that movie a grand total of once. Thought it was also boring. And way too long.
I'm batting 1,000 here with you, aren't you? You're not a fan of Game of Thrones. You're not a fan of Avatar. Well, I, like you, saw Avatar once in the theater. I went to see it in IMAX 3D. And I was kind of put off that I couldn't see all the nifty little background stuff because there was so much visually to see in the screen. When you see it in 3D, you kind of have to focus on what the filmmakers want you to focus on because everything else is out of focus. So I kind of feel like I lost some of the experience, but... Mm-hmm. I do own it on Blu-ray, but I've never watched my Blu-ray. I don't know why I own it, but I've never actually watched the Blu-ray. So you may have heard they're getting a theme park. They're doing a Disney agreement, I guess. They've signed an agreement with Disney to bring the theme park to Animal Kingdom, which seems like a strange fit to me in Florida. But... I guess that they've actually kind of spoiled the next 5 or 4 movies. You know, Cameron said for a long time he's got more movies to come in the Avatar universe. I don't know what he's waiting for because it's only been, you know, 8 years. He's got 4 more movies coming out, and he's helping promote that with this theme park coming up. But he's kind of spoiled the ending to all 4 of his movies. I mean, the timeline of the theme park is set after the last movie, so why would you do a theme park to show what's going to be the end of your movies when you haven't released them yet?
Well, I can tell you this, probably because he knows that he's not going to make all of the movies, so he's just going to spoil it for everyone.
That could be true. I mean, we've waited this long, and I mean, I think I heard he was going to do more than 4 movies at one point. He wanted to do like 10 or 13. Which I thought was a bit ambitious and a bit strange since he hadn't put another movie out ever since then. I won't say what the spoiler is, but if you go to IO9, they do have an article out there talking about what the theme park spoiler is. There's a video that Cameron has put out with Disney about what the theme park's going to be. And it's just, it seems bizarre that you would purposely put a theme park together to ruin the end of your movies. And from a studio standpoint, I mean, that can't be good for them either. I mean, isn't that going to make your box office attendance less than you'd like it to be?
Probably, yeah. I would imagine so.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. That's that's pretty dicey if you ask me.
Yeah. I will say that I looked up the opening for this theme park because I know it's been talked about for a long time. And honestly, I didn't even know it was actually under construction, which just goes to show how much I know about Disney World. But I saw a commercial for it recently, so I looked up when it opens. It actually opens on my birthday this year.
Really?
Yes, May 27th.
It's opening this year? I didn't know it was that far along.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, again, I didn't even know it was under construction. So,
I mean, I've heard about it, but I didn't know it was... Wow.
Yeah.
And yet we don't have any release dates.
Advertisements for it.
We don't have any release dates for movies, so...
Yeah.
Oh, that seems to be...
It took 10 years for a theme park to develop, so who knows when Avatar 2 will come out.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. Let's see here. Well, since we're keeping on a theme of stuff that you're not interested in, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Okay. Man of Steel 2. You're a big Superman fan, right?
Nope.
No.
No.
Hmm. Well, okay. Well,
I did see Superman Returns. Okay. 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. No, but you didn't. You know, you didn't see Man of Steel, or just not a fan?
I did not see it.
Didn't even see it. Wow.
No.
See, I know I'm in a minority because I saw it and I liked it. I thought it was a pretty well done movie for a DC character, and I'm not the biggest Superman fan in the world, but I did really enjoy it. I thought it was a kind of a neat take on the whole Superman mythos, and it's kind of bringing a different thing to the table, I think, for Superman. But I guess Superman fans probably aren't that impressed by it. So,
yeah, I actually had one of my friends on my podcast, Chasing Fandom, this past week, and he's a very big Superman fan. Like, that's his favorite superhero.
Okay.
And he hates Man of Steel so much. Like, I can't describe his level of hatred for this movie. Like, take all of the people that absolutely hate the prequel movies of Star Wars, bottle them up, and you might have a level that's equivalent to his hatred for Man of Steel.
Wow. And who's your guest on Chasing Fandom?
His name is Ryan. He's one of my he's a former coworker of mine and one of my friends. So,
wow. That is an impressive amount of hatred.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're just going to talk briefly about this then, because Matthew Vaughn has emerged as one of the top choices to be the director of Man of Steel 2.
Now, what other things has he directed?
Let's see here. He did X-Men First Class. Let's see.
Oh, that was not bad.
Yeah. Let me see what else he's done. I'm going to pull up another exciting for our fans to listen to me pull up stuff on IMDb here.
I'm looking here at the news article that we have, and he's credited for Kick-Ass and Kingsman, which I love Kick-Ass.
I was going to say, I loved Kick-Ass. I did not see Kingsman.
I have that movie, which I don't know why I've yet to watch it, but I do have it. And I heard it was really good, so.
Yeah, I heard it was really good, too. I have not seen it. I want to, but have not seen it. So Kingsman, X-Men First Class, Stardust he did. Let's see, that's producer. What did he direct here? What else do we have? Something called Layer Cake from 2004, which I did not see. But, you know, he's got some stuff under his belt that I think would be good. So, I mean, you know, if you do or don't like Star Wars, Superman, you know, he might be a good offering for this one. He's got some X-Men, you know, he's got some Superman, some comic book related movies under his belt. So I think that's a good thing. Kick-Ass was definitely an awesome movie. So
yes.
Now, I don't know if he's going to bring the same, you know, feeling to the movie. I mean, Superman, Man of Steel had a pretty, you know, standalone vision of what that was and how you felt when you left the movie.
Yeah. And
much different than Kick-Ass or X-Men First Class. I can't wait to have it to Kingsman, but those all seem... Well, Kingsman, I guess, will be a little more serious than Kick-Ass was, so maybe that would be more along the lines of what Man of Steel would be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, that might be interesting. We'll see how that pans out for DC. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it pans out better than Man of Steel did. Let's see. A Series of Unfortunate Events is getting renewed for Season 2 at Netflix. So are you a fan of... is that Lemony Snicket? Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. I have not watched the Netflix series. I did read some of the books and when I was a kid and I loved them. My roommate actually has watched Series of Unfortunate Events. Like he binge watched it and he was really, really impressed with that. So actually he told me yesterday that he saw this on Twitter and he got kind of excited about it because he liked the first season so much.
Cool. I have not checked out the movie or the first season, so maybe that's something I should put on my list at some point here and pick up.
Yeah, but the movie is, I mean, it's probably over 10 years old now, but mm-hmm. I think it was like 2003, 2004, 2005 maybe when it came out. So, you know, it's a little dated, but I imagine you would
have to see that to really get as much out of the series as you want, though, right?
Well, they're two separate things, but
right, but being in the same universe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how, because the movie was an adaptation of the first three books, and I think the series is like two episodes per book or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay.
I just know that, I mean, again, as someone who's not seen the series, if you have to choose one, probably just watch the series because, again, the movie and the series is unrelated. So, okay. Yeah, I would just say stick with the Netflix one.
I didn't realize Neil Patrick Harris was in it. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like him and stuff. Let's see. Speaking of streaming stuff, I like that segue. Was that good?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. Looney Tunes and some other classic cartoons are going to be getting their own streaming service. Now, this is the classic stuff. This is, you know, Saturday morning cartoons back from when I was a kid. So you're going to say, well, that's the old, you know, animated stuff. But this is going to be over 5,000 titles from Hanna-Barbera, Looney Tunes, and MGM Animation Libraries. So this is gonna be some of the fun stuff. I mean, the picture at the top of this thing, I think shows Dastardly and Muttley, which was a mm-hmm. lot of fun. So this could be cool. You know, I'm just not sure I'd want to pay for a streaming service of just cartoons.
Yeah.
Just old cartoons, you know, that's. And I guess this would be from Boomerang. Now, Boomerang launched as a TV channel in 2000. Let's see here. It says offering classics from franchises like Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, The Jetsons, Flintstones. It also stream exclusive new episodes of Scooby-Doo, Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry, along with brand new original series like Wizard of Oz spinoff and a remake from the 1968 Wacky Races.
Ooh, I loved Wacky Races.
Yeah. I mean, would you pay $4.99 a month for this?
Yeah, honestly, I would probably. Let's see, that's five. No, but I mean, I might pay the $40 annually, but I don't know. I mean, it's cool. I mean, I remember when I was a kid and. Boomerang was around, and I always saw commercials for it because I was a big Cartoon Network kid,
yep,
growing up, and I always saw advertisements because I think maybe at the time I don't know if Cartoon Network and Boomerang were owned by the same people, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyways, obviously the Cartoon Network, you know, showed Looney Tunes and stuff, and I like Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted Boomerang, and then when we finally got it in our satellite package, I was really excited, and I watched it a lot. But I don't know if I would be that into it now. I mean, it's cool that they're doing exclusive new episodes of, you know, Scooby-Doo, Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think because I feel like those kinds of shows can still be relevant to
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just I look at those shows now, and I still enjoy watching the old version of those shows. But I look at, like, the ads and stuff I see for other TV shows that I'm watching, you know, Star Wars Rebels on Disney XD, mm-hmm. and I'm like, wow, I really don't get the cartoons kids are watching these days. I really don't get that at all. And I'm wondering how those TV shows are going to fit in.
Yeah, and that's a good...
Kids that watch what's on TV now, are they going to really dig Scooby-Doo and the old Looney Tunes stuff and Tom and Jerry? It's a completely different kind of comic, a different kind of animation that you see today. So it might work, but I just don't, you know, $4.99 a month is not bad. You know, $39.99 for a year isn't bad. But when you look at it in the context of all the other things that we pay for, you know, streaming wise, I'm like looking at this and I'm like, I got to start cutting back on stuff because I've got so many things that I'm like, you know, you get your credit card bill, you're looking like, oh, I forgot I was still signed up for that. let me get rid of that one. Because, you know, these $4.99, $5.99, $6.99 ones add up. And at the end of the month, you're like, wow, I'm paying, you know, not only am I paying, I think my last cable bill was $270, something like that. And I'm like,
yeah.
Not only am I paying that for cable and internet, but I'm paying another probably $40 or $50 in streaming between Netflix and Hulu and, you know, anything else I subscribe to.
Yeah.
I don't really want to pay for another one. So this is cool, but hopefully I'll offer a free trial and maybe get me hooked. But
I will say this. I would rather pay for this than CBS All Access.
Yeah, I know. But I still want to see the new Star Trek show. I mean,
yeah,
I don't want to pay for it, though.
Speaking of CBS, and this could probably be a what were they thinking? I know we talked about this before. But CBS has officially greenlit production of the Big Bang Theory spinoff. Did you see this news?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was official now. I thought
they
was talking about it. I thought they canned it, but now it's going live?
Nope, it's official.
Oh, man.
And it's called, and I kid you not, it's called Young Sheldon. Now, that is, like, I've had my thoughts about the young Han Solo movie. I would gladly take that any day
over
young Sheldon.
I mean, why do we need that? I don't know. I mean, then again, I think a lot of people had the same thought when they were going to spin off Frasier
after
Cheers ended. And no one thought that was going to do anything, and it did pretty well.
Yeah.
It had a good run of its own. I mean, I don't think this is in the same category as Frasier is, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm looking up the information about Young Sheldon. And, where was it? The director is... I'm gonna butcher the name. John Favreau?
Yep.
Favreau. Okay. Director of Iron Man and The Jungle Book.
Okay.
He's directing at least the first episode.
Hmm.
And it's a single camera comedy, so it's not a live audience, which I guess is fine. I mean, I like the single camera shows more than I do regular sitcoms nowadays, but...
Yeah, and you know, and the thing I don't get is, I think who's the actor to play Sheldon? Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons.
He is, I think, the highest paid guy on television at the moment. I want to say I heard that somewhere.
He's definitely up there.
And last I heard, it was something like a million or $2 million an episode or something like that. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. What? Wait a minute. I had no idea these guys got that much money for an episode of television. I'm thinking it's a half hour show. If they're paying him $1 million, what are they paying, you know, Johnny Galecki and, you know, Kaylee Cuoco, and the others that are all, I mean, it's pretty much an ensemble cast. I mean, how much are they spending per episode on just salaries?
Probably a lot. I know that there was conflict a few years ago about their contract renewals because they wanted more money and they weren't getting it.
It just seems like, you know, how can a TV show like that support that kind of dollars going out? And not only that, but, you know, on top of it, you got to pay for the production, you got to pay for the, you know, the film crew, you got to pay for the, you know, everything, studio space. I mean, just, it seems unattainable as far as, I mean, I don't know what they're making for revenue on ads, but wow. Let's see, world's highest paid TV actors, 2016, Jim Parsons takes a leap at $25 million. Yeah, I guess that would be over $1 million an episode. So, is there, what, about 22, 24 episodes a season?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. And of course, my internet's dragging down slow. Okay, so I think that's all we have for news articles, to tell you the truth, really. Eric did not have a chance to do a recap thing this week. Do we want to cover box office stuff real quick?
Yeah, we'll go over that.
Okay. So let's see. Box Office Mojo has last weekend, the number one movie was Skull Island. In its first week of release, making $61 million. That's a pretty good take. Everyone's saying it's an awesome movie. Have you seen Skull Island?
No. I mean,
is it on your radar? Do you want to see it?
Not really. I'm not a King Kong fan.
Oh, I'm not the only one.
The gorilla just doesn't do it for me. Now, if it was the second Godzilla movie, that's another story.
Okay.
Because Godzilla was one of my favorites.
For some reason, this movie just has not been on my radar to go see. I mean, the trailers for it don't look all that great. It looks like it's, I mean, I'm sure it's a fun action movie. No doubt about it. But it looks kind of campy. It doesn't look, I don't know. I'm into the more serious, you know, dark type movies, I guess. I mean, I shouldn't say because I like comedies, but this movie just—it looks like a movie out of the late '90s for action movies. That kind of style, that kind of slapstick, a little bit of, you know, the one-liners and stuff. I don't know. I'm sure I'll see it when it's on HBO or on video or streaming or something. So,
yeah.
See, running out the top five here, Logan in its second week made another $38 million. It's up to 152, so it did pretty well. Get Out, the horror movie, is at number three in its third week, making another $20 million. The Shack is in number four spot with $10 million. And Lego Batman movie rounds out the top five with another $7 million in its coffers, bringing it up to a total of 158. So that is your box office for last weekend. What's coming out this week that we need to be on our radar for this weekend?
I am just worried about the following week. I don't care about this week.
Oh. What's the following week?
Power Rangers.
Oh, Power Rangers. That's right. That's right. You've been talking about that forever.
Yeah.
Now, did you get that in your movie draft?
I did.
I think you, yeah. I remember you were voting for that. For some reason, I am not a Power Rangers fan. I think I was too old when the series was on TV. Yeah. Everything looked kind of like, is this just people in the backyard with costumes? Because it just looks a little...
Pretty much.
Didn't really do it for me.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you kind of have to... I mean, it's obviously a kid's show. So people that were my age in... Or not my age right now, but that grew up in the 90s as kids... Those are really the fans that truly remember Power Rangers. Okay. I mean, kids, you know, kids like nowadays that were teenagers and like the around or teenagers now, but were kids like in the late 90s and but mainly the early 2000s still know Power Rangers because it was still pretty popular. But I think most of that nostalgia and most of the popularity comes from people like myself that grew up in the 90s. So, but I think the Power Rangers movie that they're doing now, that's focused not only on current kids and people my age, but really everyone.
Yeah,
I mean, yourself were saying even before we recorded that it was a movie that you are surprised that looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good. I mean, the trailers look pretty awesome. I mean, it's definitely not, you know, filmed in somebody's backyard with a sheet and a couple pieces of plastic. It looks really, really good. So I might actually see that in the theater, maybe.
Yeah, go support me in the movie draft.
Oh, I don't know if I want to do that. you know, the big one this week is going to be Beauty and the Beast. So that's opening on March 17th. Yep, that's this weekend.
Okay.
Trainspotting 2, Song to Song, and some other ones I haven't really heard much of. So, yeah, the big one's going to be Beauty and the Beast. How well that does is yet to be seen. I think it's going to be killer at the box office, but we'll see. Much to Derek's dismay if it doesn't do well. next week, though, I think I'm going to go see Life instead of Power Rangers, though. I really want to see that. That looks really good.
Yes, that actually has me intrigued. I've seen a few TV spots. No, I think I've seen maybe one full trailer, but the few TV spots I've seen has me intrigued about that one. I'll have to wait and see what other people's opinions of it are before I see it, but
sure. Let's see. I think that's about all we got then. So we might as well wrap this up, I suppose.
All right.
You got something else you want to add in here? Anything last minute?
I'm trying to think, but I don't think I have anything.
Okay, that's fine too. See, you know, without Eric, we're actually on schedule. We've done two episodes. We've been about 30, 35 minutes both episodes. We've been pretty good. Eric's
not
it drags things out.
It's not even 1 o'clock yet.
I know. We got one more to do and we're good to go. Okay, well, if anybody wants to send us any feedback, they can do so via email. randomchatter@randomchatter.com is the email address. If you have anything you want us to cover, anything you think we missed in the news, please let us know. We'll try to endeavor to do better next time.
You can also find us on our social media accounts. We have the Facebook is facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. The show and network Twitter is @randomchatter. My Twitter is @thecurseofchris. Lou, what is your Twitter?
My Twitter is just my name. It's Lou Secchi, LouSecki.
All right. Don't forget, you can check out everything. Oh, sorry. I remember the parts of the show notes now. So
that's okay. Yeah, good.
You can check out everything, all of our shows on randomchatter.com. We have way too many to list at this point. I feel like there's a new podcast a month pretty much at this point.
And that's a good thing.
The more content, the better, as long as it's quality.
Exactly.
Quality over quantity. But you can find all of that there. We also have our written content that occasionally gets posted as well. So definitely check that out.
Sure. And, you know, the one new show we should mention, though, is your new show.
Yes.
Chasing Fandom. Awesome show. So we should go over and check that out.
And if you have any feedback for that show, send it my way, chris@randomchatter.com, or on Twitter, @chasingfandom.
There you go. And, of course, spread the word about the network and all the shows you listen to. You can do that on iTunes. We really appreciate if you leave us a review on iTunes. And also Stitcher, you can leave reviews there as well, too. And please tell your friends about us. I was going to say, you know, we're getting back to our live shows. We're probably not going to do any live shows until after Celebration in April. Eric's doing a lot of traveling for work, and he's the one that does all the streaming for us. So, unfortunately, we can't include our fans live at night, but we will do that again after Celebration.
And I was going to say, finally, we don't want to forget to thank all of our Patreon supporters. They help keep the lights on, keep the network up and running. So we really appreciate that. You can find more information on how to be a donor at patreon.com/randomchatter. Just a reminder that even a dollar donation a month gets you into our Slack channel, which is loads of fun. I love checking it. It's wonderful.
Sometimes it's hard to keep up with because there's so much stuff going on there, but it is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Plus, we have people from multiple time zones, including overseas. So at 3 in the morning, one of our donors, Will, will say, because he's from England, he says, good morning, guys. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And somebody else always from the U.S. because one of our people are up somehow for some reason.
Yeah.
I think it was Eric last week. He was going to the airport, I think it was. Why are you up so early? Well, the music you hear at the end of the podcast here is The Perfect Heist by Blue Stolly. And I think that's it. So take care till next week.